Questions 41 to 45. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the fourth talk.
Listen to a journalist reporting on a skiing accident.
Good evening. I'm Andrew Martins reporting live from the Canyons, a major ski resort near Park City, Utah, which was hit by a huge avalanche 3 hours ago. Rescuers are still searching for survivors trapped beneath the snow. Unfortunately, we don't have definitive information about the number of casualties, but at least two people are missing at this point. There are several dog teams on the scene and rescue crews using every piece of technology and equipment available. Apparently, there has been quite a bit of snow falling in this area of the resort. Usually, the officials at the resort keep a very good track of how much snow is falling in order to control it by shooting avalanches down with small dynamite charges. But in this case, this particular avalanche was triggered outside the resort property. So there were no avalanche explosions conducted in this area. There was no avalanche treatment. The missing skiers were in an area where they were skiing at their own peril. They had gone under the ropes, so to speak, and they'd actually passed numerous signs indicating that they were leaving resort property and going into an area where there was no avalanche control. We just hope that they're wearing the appropriate equipment, which includes beacons, so the rescue crewers are hoping to see the light flashing underneath the snow. It's about 5:10 now, and crews are working furiously to try to get a hold of these people while there's still a little bit of daylight. We will, of course, keep you up to date on this story and have much more on it as we get it throughout the show.
Now, you will hear the fourth talk again.
Listen to a journalist reporting on a skiing accident.
Good evening. I'm Andrew Martins reporting live from the Canyons, a major ski resort near Park City, Utah, which was hit by a huge avalanche 3 hours ago. Rescuers are still searching for survivors trapped beneath the snow. Unfortunately, we don't have definitive information about the number of casualties, but at least two people are missing at this point. There are several dog teams on the scene and rescue crews using every piece of technology and equipment available. Apparently, there has been quite a bit of snow falling in this area of the resort. Usually, the officials at the resort keep a very good track of how much snow is falling in order to control it by shooting avalanches down with small dynamite charges. But in this case, this particular avalanche was triggered outside the resort property. So there were no avalanche explosions conducted in this area. There was no avalanche treatment. The missing skiers were in an area where they were skiing at their own peril. They had gone under the ropes, so to speak, and they'd actually passed numerous signs indicating that they were leaving resort property and going into an area where there was no avalanche control. We just hope that they're wearing the appropriate equipment, which includes beacons, so the rescue crewers are hoping to see the light flashing underneath the snow. It's about 5:10 now, and crews are working furiously to try to get a hold of these people while there's still a little bit of daylight. We will, of course, keep you up to date on this story and have much more on it as we get it throughout the show.
Question 41.
What does the speaker say about the avalanche victims?
Question 42.
How do officials word of avalanches?
Question 43.
What does the speaker imply when he says,
"The missing skiers were in an area where they were skiing at their own peril"?
Question 44. How do the rescuers hope to spot the missing skiers? Question 45.
Why are crews working furiously?
End of test.